ストフレンドリミックス。
Hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey,
we just get right into it.
Let's get right into it.
Let's get right into it. You know the drill. Number one, we're going to start with...
Fuck!
Bam!
Olympics.
Olympics.
Fuck Bam Olympics.
You want to explain the rules today?
Yeah. Okay, so usually, last time we did it last, but this time, because of the nature of the game, we're going to start with it and end with it. So here are the rules.
Okay.
This game is called You've Got Dick Mail.
Oh!
Ooh, I like the sound of it already.
Okay, so... The name of the game is to get a guy to send us a dick pic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we'll give ourselves 1 minute to text. No Snapchat, no nothing. To text as many guys as possible. And then we'll put our phones aside.
Okay.
All right, so we'll text as many guys as possible and ask them in any way to send us a dick pic.
Okay.
And we'll put our phones aside. And at the end of the episode, we'll check our phones, see who answered us, go through them. And then if anyone sends us a dick pic, we'll look at the timestamp and see who got it first.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And loser has to do something embarrassing next episode.
Okay.
Okay?
Like embarrassing.
You guys will choose what the loser will do. How about that?
Okay.
We should have them choose.
Yeah, we should. Okay, we should have them choose. Okay. That's fair. Okay.
All right, let's go. In.
All right,
oh, we have a timer. Set a timer.
Set a timer.
Set a timer.
One minute or 2 minutes? 2 minutes.
Yo, Jade, we're about to lose so many friends.
Oh my god! We're about to ruin friendships.
We are about to ruin. Are you gonna text friends or are you gonna text like hookups? Who are you gonna text?
Friends. I don't have any hookups.
I don't either. I haven't had sex in so long. Fuck!
I haven't had sex in a fucking year.
Okay, are you gonna group text them? Wait, no, they
seem to. No, I'm gonna one by one.
Please? Copy paste.
Copy paste.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Okay.
You have your timer?
Yeah.
Two minutes or 1 minute?
Let's do 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready, set, go.
Oh man, my friendship is over. Oh man. Okay.
Okay. This guy I met at Terracotta.
Oh my god. Fuck my life.
I'm sorry, guys. I have his phone number.
Fuck, I sent I ruined 15 friendships just now. Oh my god, I got a text back already.
I'm not gonna look.
Wait, I have to ask someone because I feel like he's gonna feel left out if I don't ask him.
Okay. I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating from that. I've like literally ruined all my friendships.
Okay, how do you think they're gonna, like, maybe they'll be like
my phone's going off right now. But we had to leave them on red for 30 minutes. They'll be like, what's going on? And their dicks will be like,
oh, shit, they want dick
pics! You know, like, they're like excited, but we gotta leave them on, you know.
Okay. Woo, I'm turning red. Shit. Woo, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. Okay.
All right. We'll come back to that in a bit.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Okay. So I want to talk about, I think we talked about a little bit last time about OF being content creators.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about kind of like the process of being a content creator and like kind of what we go through and like our experiences.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of guys ask that.
Yeah. So one of the first stories I want to talk about is when me and you collabed with that Playboy model.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
She had like a million followers, verified, you know.
Yeah,
she's an ex-porn star.
Yeah, ex-porn star. Well, still kind of a porn star.
No, actually, you're right.
Yeah, but just like she doesn't do it on like the hub or anything. She does it independently.
Yeah.
She owns her own content, power to her, for sure.
Yeah.
So we met this girl, the ex-porn star, the Playboy model. through Jade. Jade actually reached out to her and was like, hey, we'd love to collab with you.
No, she actually reached out to me.
Oh, she reached out to you.
Yeah,
okay.
She's like, hey, babe. I'm like, hey. You know, one of those.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
She was actually recruiting girls.
Right.
To do that.
To collab with her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so Jade brought me along. And, when we got there to collab with her, first of all, she asked for us to pay for her hotel.
Yep.
But it turns out we just paid for her to collab with us, yep. Actually, to do the content with us. Mm-hmm. So we each ended up paying her $100, mm-hmm. For the collab.
She said it was for the hotel.
It wasn't for the hotel. But it was for the collab.
She was just staying there.
She was already staying there. She was already booked and staying there.
Yeah,
so
her,
it was,
she got like her two luggages out. Like,
She had been staying there for like a week already.
Yeah.
So we got there and we started talking, and I feel like she was trying to get a feel for like
how much we do
and what we do and what kind of content we do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we tried to like save face and try to talk ourselves up. We're like, yeah, we do like solo vids, like we sell our sex tapes and stuff.
Yep.
You know? We try to be all cool. And she was like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's like, and then this is the part where she knew we were fucking frauds. Mm-hmm. Is when she asked us what sex toys we brought. How the fuck, Jade, did we show up at the shoot with no sex toys?
I felt noobified.
Noobified? Is that a word?
No, that's made up.
Yeah, I felt noobified. Because me and Jade literally looked at each other and we were like, we didn't bring them. Do you have sex toys?
I have like a vibrator, but I don't have a dildo.
I don't have a dildo. Wait,
I don't use dildos.
I think I got a dildo after that.
Oh yeah?
I ordered one after, but before I didn't have a dildo.
I'm trying to look for a small dildo. So hard to find a small dildo.
The smallest one that I could find was like 6 inches and it was like pretty girthy. Yeah.
We gotta do the anal ones, I think. Like, cause the anal ones are really thin. So we gotta use the anal ones for our vaginas.
Yeah. Maybe like in a Japanese online store or something.
Oh yeah. Like the mini dicks.
Yeah.
I would do a mini dick.
Yeah, because we don't like big dicks.
Yeah, we don't like big dicks.
Why don't you like big dicks?
It just hurts. And, like, it's just uncomfortable and it hurts. It's just too much. And I feel like a small dick just feels way better.
I feel like you can't enjoy the experience of a dick as much if it's too big.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but, like, maybe it's, like, an Asian thing. But, like, my wall, like, it's not, like, how tight you are, but, like, my cervix length is very shallow.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when it's punching the back of my, like this, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, so when I'm, like... Like, maybe in Japanese porn, like, you know, when the girls are getting railed by big dicks, they're actually crying out in pain. Like, I can actually, like, you know?
Oh.
Maybe it's not even, like, the way they sound, but it's, like, they're actually in pain.
In pain. No, but Japanese guys have small dicks.
That's true. But so, I've seen Japanese porn where they're getting, like, gangbanged by, like big black cock.
No fucking way.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's torture.
I mean, yeah.
That's, like, that's, like, gonna ruin you. Like your insides, and you gotta heal for like a week. Like, oh my god.
It's gonna
god.
Rip into your insides, yeah. And just like churn everything Woo! Around.
Like coils.
Oh,
it
hurts just. Oh man, okay. And the Playboy model asked for our what dildos we brought, and we didn't have any. Mm-hmm. That's when she knew that we were frauds.
Yep.
But no,
we're not frauds, okay? We just don't go that. We're just not as professional as her.
That's true.
We're not frauds. We're not fake. We still do it.
We still do it.
We still did a little bit. We borrowed her dildos, right?
She yeah. She took. She had. Okay. To be fair, she had like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And like she was nice. They were huge.
Fucking big.
Dude. And we had to- oh my god. Okay. So you want to tell them about our scene? The scene that we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
tell them.
So Avion.
Baby.
So the Playboy model. She was like the ringleader, right? So we're all like sitting here like on the little casting couch, and she had like her own photographer, videographer there, and he was recording with his iPhone because it's more like realistic,
yeah,
more like
yeah.
reality, like real
yeah.
like porn stuff,
yeah.
So four of us were sitting here, me and Kat were beside each other side to side, and so we had these giant ass dildos. We had to lube it up before because they were so freaking big and we could barely fit it in our pussies. So we fucking just like, you good?
Yeah.
You need some more lube?
Some more lube?
You good? Okay. Actually, we could barely like, we were just doing like I was doing like the surface of it. I was like,
and then
the Playboy model, she gave like an intro. I was like, hello boys.
Oh, she was so good.
We are going to
show you what it feels like for girls.
Yeah, she had really good narration. It's like, we, like, very sexy-ass, like, voice. Like, oh, yeah. Gonna, like, very, like, porn-tastic, you know? Oh, we're going to, like, play with ourselves and these dildos and get fucked by the dildos. So
she was...
Here we go. And basically the photographer, like, took turns zooming into us struggling, putting it in like this. And then the next thing, we had to turn around and do it from the back like this.
Yeah.
We did it from the back.
We did.
And it was so hard.
And then, like, we tried to help each other. Like, okay, because, like, we weren't, this wasn't an actual, okay. Oh, here's another thing. This is also how she nubified us, because we're like, should we, like, play with each other? Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
We're like, should we play with each other? And then the Playboy model was like, well, have you guys gotten tested? Because it's like a porn thing. Remember that? Because we were like, I think we should, like play with each other. Like, we were trying to, like, play, like, you know, like, touch each other and stuff. And then she shut that shit down.
Yeah, shut down fast.
She was like, have you guys been tested? And we were like, I mean, no. I mean, to be fair, we weren't having sex with anybody else anyways. Like,
yeah.
When we were there, I hadn't had sex in, like, fucking 4 months.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point.
It's okay. It's okay. Soon.
Once
our podcast takes, you know, invite, you know.
Once the podcast takes off,
We'll have boys here, and we're going to bang on them.
Like, we're going to perform with them?
You know. Poor guy's gonna be sitting in the middle, all shy. I'll be like, he'll be like,
oh my god.
Imagine,
I,
like,
can't wait.
A guy, oh, you know what's hard to find?
What?
Male talent.
Male talent is hard to find.
Asian.
Because we only perform with Asian guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's hard.
Like, I was talking to someone that helps me run my free OF. He, like, takes my pictures for me and helps make content. And I told him the type of content I want to shoot, which is, like, some boy-girl content, some exclusive boy-girl content. And, like, he was like, oh, I can totally get you another OF performer. He's like, what kind do you want? And I was like, the only thing that he has to be is Asian. And he was like, oh, I don't think I can give you that.
So we are actively recruiting and seeking
Asian male talent. Please, like, honestly, since there's so little of you, like, we're actually not even picky, right? Yeah. Like, you don't even have to be, like, that, like, objectively. I mean, like, you just have to be brave enough to get on camera with us. Just be brave. And we'll cut off your fucking face. We'll put a block in front of your face.
Yeah, they'll never know.
What type of content are you selling right now? Like, what is, like, how are you getting your boy-girl content right now? Because we do have a couple clips that we've been recycling for over a fucking year.
Yeah.
we've made 100K off of this.
Yeah.
Like, two blowjob videos. Just recycling.
Different
repurposing
clips.
Repurposing it.
Because the new subs, that's what they want. They always want blowjob videos and sex videos, but, like, I usually work up to it. Like, I don't give it to them right away. I, like, oh, if you, like, spend this much, then you can have my sex and blowjob videos. It's like, you know, it's like a big deal, you know? You don't want everyone talking about it.
It's a big
deal. So
that.
So we are looking for Asian male talent to be right here.
Come sit with us.
Come
don't
sit
be scared.
Don't
stay
be
a
shy.
While. Stay a
don't
while.
Be shy.
Anyways, back to the Playboy model story. So, second way that she found out that we weren't, like, as professional as we came off was our lack of testing, and then asking her to like lick our pussies.
Oh yeah, we basically said that, because I was like, why don't we just eat all of each other out?
Yeah,
she's like, have you guys gotten tested? Like. She straight.
Yo, that was shade though, because we had to say no. Because I think she knew that we hadn't, but she, like, had to, like, make a point and be like, yo, have you gotten tested? And we're like, no. And then it made me feel like an asshole, because it was like, oh, like, I didn't even think about the ramifications of possibly putting her in danger.
Because,
like, we don't do it all the time. So it's like, I don't know. I don't think about, like,
we're innocent.
We are innocent. We're too innocent. And that was the problem. We're too innocent.
Oh, man. We're literally, like, dipping our toes in, like, that industry, too.
We were, yeah. And then...
But we made some good, like, a good, like, that for... That was good. Like,
It was good.
Like, quality, like, woo!
The only problem is that, like, when I released the four-girl video, I released the campaign as, like, four girls, you know, like, four-girl group video. And then people will ask, like, specifics, like, no, they'll ask, like, do you guys play with each other? And then I have to be like, you gotta open it and find out.
Oh.
I said that to a lot of people. Excuse me. And most of them are like, you know, they're like, oh my God, that's so hot.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had a couple people that are like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, you guys, like, you marketed it as a group video and you guys are soloing yourselves. And I was like, but I mean, like, we kind of touch each other. But we don't.
No.
Not really. Because she wouldn't let us.
She wouldn't let us.
Maybe we should go get tested. Let's just go get tested.
And then do it with the porn stars again?
Not her again. Maybe someone that won't charge us.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like we should be charging people to film.
No. We'll just recruit male talent. That's good.
But we have to get the male talent test. Now that we know. Yeah. Okay.
Or we just put a condom on them.
Do people want to see condoms? Because in real porn, oh my God, I'm getting so many.
No! Don't look.
No.
Face down.
Oh my God. My heart. Oh. I'm getting so many text messages. Oh my God. Oh. Okay, we got it. Stop.
Okay. Relax. Deep breath. Let it out with the I learned that in acting class. Yeah, let it out with the Feel better?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, thank you. Should we ask them to put a condom on?
I think like in the beginning we should like ask them to put, and once we get more comfortable with them, then you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we actually? Maybe we shouldn't bang them.
Just you mean like just blowjob stuff?
Or maybe just have them play with our tits and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, because I did do like I did do a clip where like I
he should suck on both our tits.
Yeah. 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 Because you can't get diseases from.
Yeah, you can't.
No, I don't think so. It's just
you're good.
Yeah, but we gotta check his mouth for the oral. No breakouts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then if he's good, then he can suck on our tits.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
And lick our pussies.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I think that's okay.
You're like, oh, I'm nervous, right?
If you do it, I'll do it. Are you gonna do it?
Let's see how the vibe. We gotta see like the vibe of the dude and how much he's willing to do. You know.
Sure.
We gotta slowly lure them in. We can't just like fuck them like at once, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, they'll scare them away.
Yeah, we will scare. I mean, I feel like we already scare a lot of guys away with our like energy. But they're very aggressive.
Look at our teeth.
Yeah, so being a content creator is fun.
It's fun.
But it's challenging. But also, like, how does it affect your dating life? Because I feel like since I've been on the dating scene and since I've, like, okay, so I've been, like, actively dating and stuff. I was in a relationship. We broke up, like, 6 months ago. Uh-huh. And so I've been on the dating scene for about, like, 6 months. And it's been pretty shit. And I feel like it's because guys don't really take me seriously when I tell them, okay, first of all, I tell them I'm a content creator.
Okay.
And then they're like, okay, what is that? What type? And
I'm just
like,
they're always asking what the fuck that is.
And I say like, Instagram, Twitch, and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Or not TikTok. I'm sorry. Instagram, Twitch, and OF.
Okay.
Sometimes TikTok, but I don't have that big of a TikTok following. And like, as soon as they hear OF, I feel like they're like,
you can't tell them that. You gotta make them fall in love first and then let them know you have OF.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you gotta do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Trust.
I already did that to half of LA, though.
Fuck.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't let them know you have OF.
Or else, you know? Because especially the Chinese ones.
Yeah.
Because they're very, very, very conservative. So, but once they fall in love with you and then they find out, then you're good.
Okay.
Because then they'll stick with you. That was your tactic before, right?
That was my tactic before.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just don't tell them everything first.
But I'm, like, not popular enough on any other platform for, like, I feel like if I'm just, like, oh, like, I'm on Instagram, they're, like, okay, but, like, how do you make your money? You know, like, I would have explaining to do.
Just say you make your money from Twitch.
True. Yeah.
Always use Twitch.
Always use Twitch? Okay, I will.
Say you have big brand sponsorships.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it even though I don't.
Yeah, just say that.
Yeah,
it's okay. A cover-up.
As a cover-up.
Okay.
So from now on, I'm going to try it your way and not mention OF at all and just mention like Twitch and IG.
Yep.
And then see if my dating life gets any better.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just less questions asked.
That's true.
Less hassle.
Okay.
Like, oh, okay, that's normal. That's cool.
Okay.
You know, I'm taking more seriously too, I think.
I've dated like all the guys on the dating app, so now I'm just going to have to meet guys in person.
In person. Yes.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's fucking go!
Hey!
How's your dating life been?
I haven't been dating. I've actually been in acting school, and it's just been lots of rehearsals. Speaking of rehearsals, I had like a rehearsal last night.
Okay.
With a guy.
Okay.
And he is weird. So the first thing he did, oh, let me freaking show you what he did. Okay.
You're taking the pillow.
He took off his coat like this. He's like, all right, Jade, I'm going to make you, this is what I do in every of my rehearsals.
Okay.
This is what I do to make a connection with my partner, with my scene partner.
Okay.
Like that. And he was like talking like this.
Like
he
this,
crosses,
like,
he takes off his shoes. He crosses his legs like
were,
this.
Were you sitting towards him like this too?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be you. Like you be him.
And then he's like, come closer.
Closer?
Knees touching. Okay. Everything has to be touched. And I hold my hand.
What?
Hold my hand like this. And now just stare into my eyes and don't look away for 2 minutes.
The fuck? Is that what he does? This is
what he did.
And you did it?
I did it.
Without laughing?
I was like, this is so weird. I was like,
this is like me right now. Like,
yeah. But he's like, oh, just do it. Just embrace me. And he was like, just embrace me like this.
I mean. Wait, is this something that he just did with you, or is it?
I have no idea.
No, okay. I feel like I feel like he was trying to like fuck you, and
yeah.
That he said that this is an acting thing, but like, I don't know if there's any actors out here that can verify or unverify this.
We need to verify this.
We need to fact check this.
Yeah.
Did Jade get swindled?
I think I got swindled
by a fuckboy with some like fuckboy exercise. I saw. What the fuck?
It's a fuckboy exercise because when you look into someone's eyes,
yeah,
for like more than a certain time, studies actually show that you have a connection with them and you have more likely to fall in love with them.
Did you feel a connection with him?
I did actually. I felt a fucking connection with him. He's not even my type too.
No.
But I felt a connection with him and it actually made my scene easier because in my scene, I have to be like attracted to the guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm basically like fucking his job over and taking his job. Like a boss lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like, he's like, oh yeah, this helps with like the connection and stuff. So I don't know. You guys gotta let me know if it was a tactic or like, I think it was a tactic.
Okay. So it made it better. Like, okay. So after the exercise and stuff, did you like, I don't know, like, did you feel a type of way about him? Like afterwards, did you like, could you possibly date him now?
No, because he's not my type.
Are you gonna call him out on that shit? Okay, let's call him out on that shit right now.
Like call him?
No. Do you want to call him?
No, call him.
Let me ask him about this exercise.
Okay. Oh my god, my phone is my phone's blown up.
Fuck.
All right, wait. We're actually gonna call Marquise, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my god. All right, here you go. Okay. Straight from the horse's mouth. Come on, Marquise, don't be shy. It's Friday night.
I know.
You're fapping, probably.
Yeah. You're fapping to the eye contact sesh that you had last night with Jade.
Yo. Oh. He's not picking up. He's
scared. What the fuck? Did you ask him for a dick pic?
No.
Please leave your message.
Damn.
It's all good. Okay, wait. What he did more. That wasn't.
Oh, okay.
There's more. Continue. Okay. So after our scene, he was like lingering around, like he wanted to like stay longer.
Uh-huh.
And he was like asking, like, you know how guys are, they ask for like my age very subtly,
uh-huh.
Where I'm from very subtly,
yeah.
Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He wanted to get to know you.
Okay.
He wanted to fuck.
To get to know your insides.
And he's basically telling me like about all his exes that he dated in acting school.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, this girl, like they're super, like they love me. Like European girls love me. Da da da. Like showing off, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He learned from from this male podcast that I also watch that gives like fuckboy advice. After our scene, like I'm like coming onto him because that's my character. I'm supposed to like come onto him in the scene. But he thought it was really me coming onto him. So he actually like, after the scene, he tried to like lean in for a kiss. So he was like, and then I was like, yo, what are you doing? And then he just started mirroring me because that's what he learned in the podcast. Because he started like copying all my moves. He started backing off. He did this like, oh, what are you doing? Like that. He's like, he exactly copied me.
He leaned into you and then you went away and then he asked
went
you,
away.
And then he went away and then he accused you of,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. So, yeah, this is what fuckboys do. But I can see that from a mile away. So like you can't like fuck fam like fuck boy a fuck girl, you know?
Yeah, don't try you to can't, fuck you can't. Don't try to fuck boy someone in the fuck fam. We'll outfuck you any day. Okay?
Yeah, he just doesn't know. Like,
he doesn't know.
Dummy dumb.
So you know, if you're watching this podcast, you know exactly who we're talking to. We're talking to you, buddy. It did not work. It will never work.
Never.
You and your funky fresh crew, fresh and fit crew or whatever, those tricks don't work on us.
You and your connection, like, So let me tell you what this podcast,
okay.
What I learned from this podcast.
Okay.
So if you want, I'm going to plug it in. So it's called Fresh and Fit Podcast.
Okay.
And what they said was, okay, say you brought a girl over to your house. She agrees to come over, mm-hmm. but she doesn't want to fuck you. What do you do?
Okay.
What do you do, Kat? What do you do? Say you're the guy.
Okay.
Say you're the guy.
She doesn't want
to
fuck
you. And a girl agrees to come home with you, but she just wants to like chill, but she doesn't want to fuck you.
You respect the shit out of her and you just like maybe like get her some water and like get some food and stuff, and then hopefully like, you know, you're in the friend zone, and then maybe you can just like, you know, be so nice to her that, you know, she finds it endearing, and maybe she'll fuck you later on in the line, but respectfully, just like leave her the fuck alone. That's what I would do.
Okay, so you know what these guys said.
What did these fuckers say?
These fuckers.
Oh my god.
These fuckers said, if she doesn't want to have sex with you, just kick her out.
What?
Just like tell her to leave. And he said, like, go on the phone in another room and call another girl and let it be heard.
What?
That's what they said.
Yo, would that shit work on you though? Jane.
No, that shit won't work on me. It works on beta girls.
Would that actually work on
them? It works on beta girls, actually. The girls that have low self-esteem, it works.
Damn. So, like, they're just trying to fuck girls with low self-esteem?
Pretty much. Like, take advantage. They're trying to take advantage of people.
See, it makes me wonder, like, at that point, isn't it better to just, like, use your hand and just, like, jack off and just, like, are you doing this for the nut or are you doing this for your ego? Because, like, I don't see how it fulfills your ego, because you're really just taking advantage of a girl with low self-esteem, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like cheating on a test. Like, you really didn't get 100 on that test. Like, you cheated,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really manipulative.
What is this called? Funky Fresh? What?
It's called Fresh and Fit.
Fresh? Why is it called Fresh and Fit? That's a stupid-ass fucking podcast.
Because they think they're fresh and fit.
They're not fresh and fit. They're spoiled. They're spoiled and spoiled.
Well, they're from Miami, so they have to use a lot of tactics. Because girls in Miami are different. So they use a lot of tactics that work on girls in Miami. You know what I mean?
Damn, is that what works on girls in Miami?
Apparently. So they basically got canceled on TikTok and Twitter.
Okay.
But they've blown up on YouTube because of their advice. Like, this kind of...
Should we wrap up this episode with looking through our...
We're going to look through our dick email dick pics.
We're going to look mail.
You got dick mail.
You got dick mail.
Oh, man.
Do you think any of us got dick mail?
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's check.
They're calling you?
They're calling me.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Hey, what are you up to, Kat?
I missed you.
Okay.
You sent me a dick pic.
Huh?
I thought you were gonna send me a dick pic.
For what?
For fun. I'm bored. It's Friday night. I'll send you a picture of my tits if you send me a dick pic.
You send me a what?
Of my tits.
Tits.
Tradesies, please.
If you send me a pic of your tits, I'll send you a dick pic.
No, dick pic first.
I'm gonna go to Terracotta.
Come on. Before you go to Terracotta, give me like a little teaser.
Doing?
Give me a teaser, Matt.
No, what are you doing tonight, though?
Yo, come on, Matt. Dick pic or nothing. Oh, it's
what do I do? You want a FaceTime?
No! No! I want a dick pic now. Stop! Stop! You're so annoying. I want a dick pic now.
Okay, why don't you...
Please, please, please,
FaceTime.
Please. Matt, can you make an exception? And just send it?
I'm not even hard right now.
Oh, okay. Well, like, how about you get hard in like a minute? Just start stroking yourself. I got you.
It's hard to get hard.
Is this too much pressure?
Yeah.
Are you scared? Aw, it's okay, baby Matt. I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God, my phone.
Oh, my God, there's so many tips.
I can't right now. I'm so fucking scared.
Oh my god, I got it! I got it, Bella! I fucking got it! He said,
"Lol." No.
I got rejected! Who gave a shit? Sean goes, dude, the guy who just called.
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
It's because he called. Let's go!
Yo, I like how the dude was like, yo, I'm about to go to Terracotta.
Of course.
I met him in front of Terracotta. I picked him up as I was walking. You were there.
Oh, the gangster dude, right?
It was the gangster dude. The guy with the tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
The Korean gangster guy.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, oh, my God, LOL, I can't.
I got rejected.
And then Cody said, not mine.
Someone said, I won't help in this case, but I can't wait to hear about this on Monday.
Who said that?
It was my acting friend.
Oh.
This guy says, sorry, I'm not that kind of guy. Sorry if I disappointed you. I hope you're doing well. Stay safe. Night.
Damn. Jesus.
Jade got rejected times three.
All right.
And then my other one. Okay, I'm just going to, can I unsend these?
No, you can't unsend
them.
Jade, you cannot unsend these.
Oh my God.
Okay, now I have to.
Can I save myself? Never mind.
Me too. I gotta.
Never mind. Never mind. Don't do it. Never mind. Don't do it.
Me and Jade were playing.
Never mind. Don't do it. It's a podcast.
It was a prank.
Never mind. Don't do it. Don't do it.
She made me do it.
Don't do it.
He's on a date right now.
Part of the. Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Steven.
Alright, cool.
I saved
some of my friendships.
John was like, LOL, stop.
Yeah, I texted John too.
Lol, sorry.
Well, you got one. So that's all that matters, so I guess.
Cat is the victor.
Cat is the victor. And I gotta do something embarrassing.
Alright, we gotta think about that for next podcast episode.
Yeah, you guys will choose something, maybe like shove a banana and some stranger's
asshole? Shove a banana in some stranger's asshole.
Mouth. to slowly feed a banana to a random guy on the street.
Oh.
Just slowly feed him.
Yo, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the punishment.
Yeah.
Jade has to go up to a guy with a banana and
slowly make him eat my banana.
Oh my god, I can't wait for that. Okay, that'll be on TikTok. That'll be on Instagram. Speaking of, follow our socials. Girls Gone Wireless Pod on Instagram. Include the link below, link in bio. Anyways, thank you for joining us. We had so much fun tonight. We will see you next week. We love you. Bye, fuckers. Best of Lando, Remix. That my best friend. She a real bad bitch. Got her own money. She don't need no nigga on a damn.